Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Today on the podcast, how did you try and fix something, but it completely backfired on you?
Yeah, a lot of those stories. Those are fun. How long can you date multiple people before it's considered cheating in group therapy?
We put Kelly K to the test, and...
That was nerve-wracking.
And she did way better than I think even she gave herself credit for.
Oh, thank you. You had low expectations for me too, didn't you?
Always do. Stupid facts, setting the bar stories, and so much more.
Enjoy the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
I don't know if you have a job interview today or not, but... Here are some things that you may...
Thank you.
That's just a little, you know, subtle way of asking, I guess.
Nope, I'm pretty good.
All right. So here are some things, though, and this is I love seeing these sort of things because you could be secretly judged in your interview. It's like the non-verbal things that you do in an interview could make or break whether you get the job.
Okay.
So, for example, there's something a lot of hiring managers do. They offer you water, right? And so if you say, yes, I'd like some water, thank you, it makes you seem confident.
Oh, really?
But, however... If you drink the water too fast, it makes you look nervous. So the idea is, yes, you say yes to wanting water, but then you just sip it, you know.
Gotcha. So yeah. Don't chug. Chug is nervous.
Yeah, chug is nervous.
Sip is confident.
And don't do the polite thing and say, oh, no, thanks. I'm okay.
Okay.
Because that could actually work against you. But
okay, so take the water, sip the water, don't chug the water.
Yeah, yeah. These are kind of like secret things that you could be judged for in a job interview. Another one is maybe they are looking at your resume and they're like, oh, you worked at 99.7 DJX. Do you know Ben?
No, I do not know Ben.
And
I don't know him at all.
And it's a...
I don't know who that is.
I've never heard of him. Sounds like a hack if you ask me. No, but the hiring manager may pretend to know a non-existent person at one of your old jobs.
Oh, dang.
So if they're like, okay, well, Ben's... That's a bad example. But it'd be like, all right, so... you worked, you know, at 99.7 DJX. Did you know Carol?
Oh, yeah, Carol. Carol was great.
Yeah.
I loved Carol.
Yeah, and so if you say that, then it's like, all right, liar, you're out.
Oh, if you pretend you know someone because they just made up Carol.
Yes, exactly.
And that's, oh.
Yes.
Sneaky.
There's this one that I thought was very, a little devious, but it is trying to see how much of a team player you could be. And so this, if you walk it, say you're you are interviewing for a job at a restaurant, okay? And the manager, you walk in to meet the manager at the restaurant, and there is a broom on the floor there in the restaurant. Maybe it's before your interview, you get there. If you pick it up and rest it against the, you know, the wall or whatever, that's good. But if you walk by it and step over it and don't do anything, nope.
Really?
Isn't that wild? Because I was legitimately thinking about that myself and going, I might just leave it where it is.
Yeah, you would step over it 1,000%. Someone else can get that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not getting that job because I'm like, well, that's probably where it is. It's there for a reason.
Right. Well, it's the same thing. Like if you're in a store and you see like a kid drop something mom didn't notice, you go pick it up and give it to them.
So, yeah, it's
you dropped this.
It's yes. That sort of thing. It's yes. That sort of thing. Yeah. Yeah. So I love hearing about this stuff. Like those little things that you may be judged for outside of just the normal questions in an interview, you know?
Okay.
There's another one that some hiring managers do. They ask a question that really doesn't have a correct answer. You know, they just want to see how you're going to answer it.
All right. Check your creativity, maybe?
Maybe.
Problem solving?
You know, how many golf balls would fit in a school bus?
Good Lord, I don't know. Is that part of the job? Because I'm not going to be good at that.
That's apparently, right. The reason they ask is to see if people would just toss out a number.
Oh.
Like 800,000 golf balls. Or if they would say, well, that answer is going to vary based on the size of the school bus and, you know, all that. So it could be anywhere between 1,000 and 50,000, you know, based on the size of the school bus.
I would have no idea of a ballpark for that one. I would have zero idea.
Kelly just be sitting there blinking her eyes going,
I would see myself out. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. I didn't know I was going to have to do math.
I'll be going now. Mathing is not my thing. And if that's required, I'm out.
Oh, shoot. And then the, one of the last little tricks that they say is, especially if there's someone there at reception or at the front desk or whatever, mm-hmm. when you go in and check in for your interview and stuff like that, the hiring manager will always ask the receptionist or whoever's at the front desk, hey, how did that person seem?
Were they polite?
Were they nice? Were they polite? Were they just fiddling on their phone? What were they doing?
Did they treat you like that you were beneath them?
Yeah, I was going to say, did they treat you with respect? Things like that. So all some fun little insider information there.
From the get-go, you're being judged.
Yeah.
Just FYI.
Yeah. So Kelly, when you do get that interview, just know.
Should I be seeking out interviews? Is that what you're suddenly trying to tell me?
No, I'm just like trying to see where you are in your life.
I haven't interviewed in almost 26 years, so I'm a little rusty.
So anyways, just know that, okay. Jumping in. Hey, you know, we're in media, Kelly. This could change in any second. So.
Right. I don't know if you recall, but on my resume at the bottom where it, you know, it says kind of what your education is, I put edumacation. That was my title because I wanted to be funny.
Okay.
I can't believe
Kelly,
I got the job.
I hope you have this job until you decide to retire as a grandma. Because you're not going to be able to get another job. You know, those chance encounters with someone you're interested in, maybe it fails to turn into something more because you didn't get a name or number. What do you do, especially when you want to try to reconnect with them?
Yeah, you think this could be your happily ever after. So you do a little typey-typey in mom's basement. You send it off to the internet. We find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist missed connections. Shall I?
Yes.
It's a woman for man. My almost hot lumberjack in the dive bar inferno.
Oh, that sounds dangerous.
A little bit.
Okay.
You were rugged, unshaven, and hiding behind a trucker hat and flannel like a man who's given up.
No.
But still has a six-pack under there, I know it.
Okay.
I was a bit overdressed in a cocktail dress as I had just come from a bat mitzvah drinking whiskey at a bar that smelled like regret and fried pickles.
Okay.
Yeah, you told me I looked a little fancy for this place. And I told you that you looked like someone I'd want to rescue from a life of gas station sandwiches and flannel dependency.
Okay.
You laughed. I smiled and winked. I saw potential. Lord, I wanted to peel back your layers. Metaphorically first, physically second. And then, to the surprise of no one, the fire alarm went off. Chaos.
Oh, no.
Kitchen fire.
Oh, no.
People running. I was scanning the crowd desperately for your trucker hat.
Where are you?
You were gone.
Oh.
Vanished into the smoky night like an unshaven, bearded Cinderella.
Okay. Sure.
Before I could turn you into the prince you were meant to be.
No.
Yeah. If you see this, remember the girl who offered you a hobo makeover and a sip of her old fashioned. Find me, my greasy prince. I still believe in you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Craigslist missed connections.
Man for woman, your horny dog ruined our love story.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Oh, no.
You were the gorgeous brunette who was laughing nervously and apologizing profusely for your dog Chucky.
Oh, Chucky, don't do that. No, Chucky, don't do that. Oh, Chucky, stop.
I was helpless, watching as your dog, Chucky, relentlessly tried to make sweet, unsolicited love to my sweet boy, Buster.
Oh, no, not Buster. I thought he was going to say his leg. Not Buster. Oh, no, poor Buster.
Started as a casual chat at the dog park. I was mesmerized by your eyes, your smile, the way you kept yanking your overexcited golden retriever off my poor, bewildered Buster.
Chucky, stop!
You said, I swear, he's usually so well behaved.
That's probably exactly what she sounded like.
I wanted to believe you.
Yeah.
But your dog had other plans.
Yeah, sounds like it wasn't his first rodeo.
Just as I was about to ask you your name, your furry Casanova Chucky caught sight of a squirrel and took off.
Squirrel!
And you ran off after him, disappearing into the trees, yelling, I'll be right back!
Again, I'm sure that's exactly how she sounded.
But you never did come back.
Oh, no!
Did you get lost?
No, she was probably just way embarrassed.
Did you find that your dog found another romantic partner?
Probably was dealing with another situation, probably.
Are you still out there tangled in a leash thinking about the guy whose husky now needs therapy?
Yeah, she hashtag probably figured that Buster was not going to work. Oh, no.
If you see this, let's try it again. Maybe somewhere with less romantic tension between Chucky and Buster.
Maybe we leave Chucky and Buster home. Maybe we don't meet at the dog park again, maybe.
Oh, shoot. Whether you are searching for your unshaven, greasy
lumberjack Cinderella.
Sure. Or the woman whose dog Chucky was having its way with your dog Buster.
No. Poor Buster's probably traumatized.
It can be one thing, and that is
Craigslist missed connection.
Buster's like, fine, you can be alpha. Just stop.
This is a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is
an
what?
An example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, after this, you probably should just transfer schools, change your name. It's a setting the bar story, so if you can manage to make it through the day without almost burning down your dorm.
Oh, no.
Because you tried to hide your inflatable girlfriend from your roommate.
Oh, no.
Then you're doing okay.
Yeah, there's no recovering from that. We're going to another school. We're done. Peace out. Deuces. It's been fun. I'm going to take me and my inflatable girlfriend, and we're heading out.
This was in China. Student there accidentally caused a fire in his dorm when he was trying to hide the inflatable girlfriend from his roommate. He kind of panicked.
Did he, like, knock over a candle or something? So, like, what caught on fire?
So, listen, he kind of panicked when his roommate arrived unexpectedly.
Oh, no. Oh, no. See, that's when you put a little sign in the door, like, that says, at the library. You know, code word,
well,
right?
They didn't obviously have those code words, Kelly.
Oh, no. He didn't have the system. Like, and I need private time. Come back later.
He set the doll on fire.
He set it on fire to try to hide it instead of just shoving it in the closet?
Yep.
Okay.
So setting it on fire, obviously, that resulted in the blaze.
Oh, no, no.
Thankfully, the fire department was able to extinguish it, preventing injuries or any more damages than it had already done.
Oh, she was cute, too.
And the dorm issued the warning for students to avoid open flames near flammable materials.
Yeah, don't set your inflatable girlfriend on fire in your dorm room. Thanks so much. And sign management.
And it's like, okay, all right. you're trying to quickly fix this situation, right?
Yeah.
And you actually just make it worse because you're panicking and something happens and you're oh my gosh.
Oh no.
You're filled with regret and embarrassment and then you just make it worse.
Yeah, and did you think that your roommate wasn't going to wonder why you just set a fire inside the room?
I know. It's like, "Hey, why is the trash can on fire?"
I don't know.
What fire?
I mean, it says no one was injured, but let's be honest, inflatable girlfriend was injured.
Yeah, there was a casualty.
There was.
Yeah, and you know, and if girlfriend is the proper term for this inflatable doll, then you know, the poor student now.
Well, he's single again.
Is single.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Back on the market.
This is rough. Like I said,
we're starting over at another school, though.
Yeah, you're gonna have to transfer schools.
Yeah.
I mean, there is no way that you are going to be. You're forever going to be known as the the Inferno
you're not
girlfriend
escape
kid.
That story.
No.
Yeah.
No.
We should probably change your hair color or something too.
That will live with you the rest of your term there.
I mean, at least you know the national news story isn't naming him.
Oh no!
That's helpful.
Yeah, and even
the picture we're seeing is what inflatable girlfriend used to look like before she was set on fire,
and the picture of the dorm room on fire.
Right, that too.
How did you try and fix something but actually make it worse?
This is a good example of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Do you have a story? 502-795-1997.
Hopefully it's not going to be more embarrassing than this one.
This one is pretty good.
That's tough to top.
If you can rival, I set my dorm on fire trying to hide my inflatable girlfriend.
Then
that is chef's kiss. Yes, for sure. We need to know this. All right, 502-795-1997. We'll take some of your stories coming up next. Yes, this is a bless his heart moment for sure. So how did you try and fix something but actually make it worse? Maybe you're not in the same boat as a story that we heard about a student who tried to hide his inflatable girlfriend, wound up setting their dorm on fire.
Because it set her on fire. not a great method. Just
so nervous.
Shove her in the closet.
So nervous.
Yeah. Dang it.
Damon said, I was working at a convenience store when I was in college, third shift, bored as heck, no customers, several hours. So I bought a few scratch-off tickets. Then I started scratching some more, thinking, I'll just ring them all up when I'm done.
Oh, no.
Then I realized I didn't have enough money to actually pay for all the tickets I scratched.
Oh, no.
So I scratched some more, hoping to win enough to
pay
the ones back that I already scratched.
Oh, no.
Hashtag gamble responsibly, kids. by the end of the night, I was $300 in the hole. I knew I would be fired when the morning shift came in, so I simply left and never came back or picked up my final paycheck. I'm probably lucky they didn't file criminal charges.
Yeah, that's technically stealing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, Damon.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Wow.
Claire said, I tried to fix the light in my living room, ended up breaking the lights in my hallway and bedroom.
Oh.
I was pulling on a wire behind the socket. It was the wire leading to the other rooms. Sparks broken. So dumb. Oh, no.
Dang. Those are awkward. Ray said, trying to fix something made it worse. A teenager working on my car dropped a nut, as in a metal nut, down into the engine compartment.
Oh, that can't be good.
Yeah, landed inside this hole or notch thing. I tried to fish it out with my fingers, just ended knocking it up all the way to the bottom. So I said, well, you know what? I'll just try and start up my engine, thinking that it would just crush it or something.
Oh, gosh!
So I turned my car on, shifted in to drive, heard a loud grinding noise.
Ooh,
then
no.
Yeah. My car just turned off. That car never turned back on again.
Yeah, loud grinding noises, not good in cars.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I'm not a mechanic, but I know that's bad.
Right. Ray said, I could have just used one of those metal stick things with the magnet on the tip to fish it out instead of trying to use my fingers and prevented this entire thing, but nope.
Magnetic thing,
yes. Oh, okay. Shoot.
All right. Amanda says, I wanted to replace an air freshener in my car.
Haven't we all?
That sounds like innocent enough.
Yeah, I was going to say, what wrong could happen here?
Well, the string had gotten all wrapped around my rear view mirror, and as I was trying to tug on it to get a better idea of what I was doing and how to untangle it, I ripped my rear view mirror right off.
Oh, no.
That was well played.
Oh, no. And I was waiting until we heard one of these. Alyssa said, I tried to fix my friend's relationship with one of his childhood friends and ended up breaking up her marriage. We're going to need to know more about that.
Oh, that is a very loaded sentence.
Wow.
Yeah. What the heck happened there?
I mean, maybe she was just filling her full of positivity and then made her think, you know what? I don't need the relationship I'm in now. I'm better than this. And then dipped. That's what I'm choosing to think. Anyways.
She basically let that relationship on fire.
Yeah. Just like the inflatable girlfriend.
Blow it up.
All right. Well, those are good stories. Thank you for that on 99.7 DJX. I don't know if I've ever admitted this on the air before. It's 99.7 DJX. So when there was a time, and I don't want to paint myself as like too much of a player or something like that. But there was a time when I was talking to three different girls at the same time.
Benji.
And for me, that was quite impressive. Here was the most random part about it. All three of them were named Elizabeth. And
what? Did you give them numbers? How did you keep them straight? What in the world?
So I was, I wasn't romantic with any of them yet. It was just kind of talking to them, because it was sort of like flirty talks with all three of them. One of them turned out to be my wife.
Okay, so that one was the one that grew legs.
Right, exactly, yes. Exactly. And but there was one from college. Elizabeth was my... my wife was the one that I had met at work at the deli shop, and then
grinders.
And then there was one who was a limo driver that brought comedians to the radio station.
Interesting.
Yeah. And so, you know, it was like, I want to say maybe we, and so I'd see her every single week, and we'd be kind of flirty and stuff like that. And so, yeah, so there was a period of time where there were like three, I was talking to three different people at the same time. And
not asking anyone out on like an official date, just being flirty.
Well,
when you
just kind of like dipping the toe in, seeing where we are, and
like,
you know,
would she say yes if I asked her out?
And so, you know, college, the one that was in some of my college classes, she was super nice, and you know, we've remained, you know, quote, friends on Facebook for a long time, and she's married, she's got kids now and all that stuff. Everything was fine. Nothing happened there. It just kind of like, you know, when
fizzled.
When I saw that things started to progress with Grinders Elizabeth as opposed to limo driver Elizabeth.
I'm totally calling and college Grinders Elizabeth now.
then you know, I kind of just stopped. I'm not even going to say pursuing, but stopped, like, maybe being
leaving
as...
the door open.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. So, I don't know if I've ever, admitted that. Like three...
You have not admitted the trio of Elizabeths.
Yeah. I think one went by Liz the limo driver.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Was that how she was labeled in your phone?
No. We didn't get that far.
Okay.
We didn't get that far. But yeah.
Anyways. Well, and your wife was actually finishing up a little something.
Yeah.
When you
so
guys
there
were
was
figuring it out too, right?
Right. Right. I mean, she had mentally split from her ex-boyfriend, but maybe he didn't quite know at that point. So. Yeah.
So then she decided to fill him in.
Right. So
once things started to progress
again,
with you.
Look, there are gray areas in every relationship.
Sure.
It's not always going to be a clean start and stop. There's going to be some overlap.
Okay, so how long can we have an overlap before it becomes cheating?
So that's a good question. I don't think, and I wouldn't say there was any overlap with the three that I was talking with because I wasn't romantic.
Was
yeah, I wasn't. Yeah. I wasn't romantic with any of them, and there was no. It was all innocent.
It was just flirty talk, nothing more.
Yeah, for sure. But you know, the potential was there.
Right.
I'll give myself that credit.
Look
the
at
potential
that.
Was
like
there.
Could have if you would have put on your full on A game. Right?
My full on A game.
You committed, I am going forward.
I am going to try to date
person,
all
I would
three
have had
of
her.
These Elizabeths.
Yes. I could have had my choice.
So I think our listener Lisa needs a little help because she's in a situation where she is fully entrenched in the gray area.
Yeah, she has contenders.
Yeah, yeah.
Just which one is going to win the game show?
Yep, yep. We'll figure that out coming up next in group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So Lisa, in quotes, says, I need some help because my friends are kind of divided on what I should do.
All right.
I am dating two men.
Nope.
I started dating them each about the same time. And since obviously I wasn't exclusive with anyone or in any way obligated, it didn't seem strange to just go on dates with both men.
Sure.
So that's what dating is, isn't it?
Okay.
Now about 7 months in.
Okay.
I find myself liking them both, hiding each from each other, not really sure how to choose who to stay with and who to let go.
Mm.
It's getting harder and harder to balance this without each finding out about the other. My friends are divided on who I should end up with.
Oh, God.
They're both great in a lot of similar ways, both super attractive. So how do you choose? And how long can you date multiple people before it's considered cheating?
Wow. Wouldn't we all like to be in that position, right?
We are living in the gray area.
Yeah.
For a while.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hey, look, you understand. I get it. Maybe both relationships didn't start immediately at the same time. And so
no, she said they did.
She did? I missed that part. Anyways, so after, you know, you're kind of like doing your thing. And then after all of a sudden you blink and it's 7 months in and you're like, oh, gosh. All right. We're getting to the point where I'm going to need to figure this out.
Typically, 7 months in, I feel like you're exclusive.
Well, right? If you haven't had that conversation with either, then I think you're still fine.
Okay. All right. So you don't think there's been like an assumption?
Because
I feel like...
Well, if there's an assumption and it's assumed by one or the other, then... Yeah, you probably should have that conversation, but you know, if you're both just, if everybody is, all three are just being casual with everything and there has been no like long-term talk yet.
I mean, that's possible, but I feel like I know if I had been seeing someone for 7 months, I would be in assumption land. Like I would think this is my boyfriend. Probably how I'm introducing him.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Okay. Yeah. So maybe that's a good indicator too. Are you introducing each one as a boyfriend or a friend?
Well,
are you starting?
She didn't go into those details, but did say she's hiding one from the other. Like she does not want one to know about the other. So that tells me right there
that
there's
she's
like boyfriend
assuming,
girlfriend behavior.
Right. I was going to say that she's assuming that they're more than just quote friends with both, but is she introducing like, hey, this is my friend Dave, or hey, this is my boyfriend Dave, or hey, this is Mark,
or you could just say, hey, this is Dave, just not give a label to it. Now, Trina says that if there's no commitment in either, then there's no cheating. Like if there's no boyfriend girlfriend
talk,
you know, kind of intimate behavior.
Oh, like touchy-feely stuff?
Right. If we're touchy-feely with both, we need to be making that choice. Then that's cheating. If you're getting to that, if you're sliding into home with both, then you're cheating on both.
Really?
Yes. Yes! If we are running around the bases with both. Now, if we're just at like first or second, maybe it's
interesting.
Still fine, but if we're going all the way around the bases,
I mean, I'm sitting there saying this,
we're hitting home runs.
But knowing that if I was the guy in that I would probably think, okay, well, you know, she's my girlfriend. That we're exclusive. We've got to have that conversation. So
right. Yeah, that's what Trish says on text. Unless there's been a conversation leading one or both to think they're exclusive, then proceed as is.
All right. So 502-795-1997. How did you find yourself in this situation and what did you do? That's what I want to know. Yeah, that's group therapy. So we'll take your stories on that coming up. Lisa, our listener, she needs help choosing between a couple great guys. 7 months she's been, I don't want to say stringing them both along, but she's been dating both of them.
Right, but she's hiding them from each other.
Yeah, and her question to us is, hey, when do I need to make this decision? They're both great, and when is it now considered cheating? Got a message from a listener. My grandparents had dates lined up throughout their weeks back in the day. Grandma told me she was going with a few guys when she finally met Grandpa. Cut it off with all the others after that, though. So I think once you find someone serious, that's when you change it up and focus on one.
Okay. And on the text line, Jeannie and Aaron both are just like, if she's so open and casual, why not tell each other about the other? If you feel like you have to hide each from the other,
that
makes it feel like it's the cheating. Yes. John on Facebook says, I believe there's a clear difference between dating and seeing someone. Mm-hmm. Dating is when you're just getting to know someone to see if there's a chance at a long-term relationship. While 7 months is hardly long-term, that's also a long time, though, to try and explain away that you're dating someone, let alone two men. So I question, that's what dating is, right? No. In my opinion, this left the dating realm a long time ago. This is having your cake and eating it too.
Got another message from a listener. Says, I fall for someone hard and fast. So I date multiple people at the same time. And that allows me not to have all my eggs in one basket in case after the honeymoon phase, the relationship doesn't work out. You're allowed to casually date multiple people at the same time, but the second you become exclusive, then that stops.
So what about intimacy level? Like if we are, you know, all the way intimate with one, then aren't we, you know, then cheating if there's somebody else in there? Are we doing that with both? See, that's where I feel like,
well, that's where
that
the communication
is occurring,
comes.
Then that's a relationship.
Yeah.
Then I feel like you're kind of cheating. Rhonda says she needs to have the talk with them both. Mm-hmm. Who knows? One of them may not be ready for the next level, and that will decide for her.
Got another message from a listener who's been there. Said, I've tried it before, and it's exhausting dating multiple people, right?
Yeah. It sounds like that's why she's writing us, is she's getting to the point where she's getting exhausted because it takes a lot of hiding.
Right. And this person continues and says, then it gets confusing when they start developing feelings, mm-hmm. you know, pushing for intimacy, or they want to see you, but you just saw the other person the night before, so it feels too soon.
Awkward.
Yep. I had this constant sense of guilt and unease. It was fun at first until my emotions and guilty conscience kicked in.
Yeah, and we're 7 months in.
Yeah.
So I feel like that has to be a factor,
right?
It's hard to just kind of keep people at arm's length for that long.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, do we just go rock, paper, scissors, pick one? And if they're both equal, they're both the same level of attractiveness. I mean, there have been a lot of people that are like, hey, if you guys haven't had that conversation, they're probably not exclusive with you either.
Yes, that's a valid point. So I feel like at this point, if she's coming to us saying, help me choose, then it feels like she is done with trying to juggle both of them. And she wants to figure out which one is has got long-term possibilities.
Yeah, long-term possibility. Maybe start dipping your toe in the conversations that like the heavier conversations and see how they align with you.
Start having the future talks,
attitude, values, and beliefs, and stuff like that. And the one that more kind of aligns with you that way, maybe that's the person that you're like, all right, let's give this one a go, and we'll start to phase the other one out.
Yeah.
All right. Yep. Well, hey, good luck. you know, we can all live vicariously through you and your exploits. That's kind of fun to think about.
To figure out which one you choose.
Yeah,
it'd be great if you could just send pictures.
I was going to say, can you choose tonight and then get back?
Yeah.
Can we get back with you tomorrow and say,
we're going to need pictures. We're going to need resumes.
We're going to need hobbies,
all the things. Just write it all down on paper, pros and cons each. We'll help you decide.
Well, let us know if we can be any more, quote, help, and keep us posted on what happens. All right, that is group therapy. So there's this guy named Jimmy Riley. He's a producer and a guitarist who's worked with like a ton of big names like Fall Out Boy, Willie Nelson, just a bunch of bands. He's been in the game a long time. He's trending online because he's insanely good at Name That Tune. Like he can hear the start of a song and instantly, boom, know it. And
okay.
I'm going to play a little bit of this for you. And I've kind of edited them together, but he went through about 20 songs where you only hear like the opening beat and he's on it. Listen to this.
There's Runaway. Running and Empty. There was Brass in Pocket.
Yeah. So a lot of these songs you're probably not even going to know, but he's rolling through and
that's
listing them.
Insane.
That's Shaken, Two Tickets Paradise, The Warrior, Baby Hold On To Me, He's So Shy, Fire.
I mean,
do we even know if he's right?
Well, the person that's testing him knows.
Okay.
So I figured, Kelly.
No.
Thanks to our positions here, we have access to a lot of music here on 99.7 DJX. So I figured I would do that with you, all right?
Why don't you ever get to be the one that's quizzed?
Okay. We'll put that in the suggestion box.
Okay, great.
So do you want to go easy to hard or hard to easy?
Let's go hard to easy.
You want to go hard to easy?
Okay. Let's get the hard ones out of the way first.
Okay, so I'm going to play you just a beat of the song, okay? You tell me what song it is.
This is like our friend Emily in the afternoon doing her 1 second song.
Yeah, she does 1 second song every day. All right, so these are songs that we have played on 99.7 DJX hundreds, maybe even thousands of times.
When you say it like that, it makes it sound like I have to know these, otherwise I'm a massive failure in my life.
Yes. Okay, here we go. First one. Now, they could be songs that we did play
but not currently?
Yes.
That's the lane we're in now, I'm guessing.
Don't roll your eyes.
No, I'm rolling my eyes. I'm rolling my eyes at this whole thing because I'm being set up.
Here's the first one.
Oh. That's Olivia Rodrigo. Good for you.
Yes! Yeah! Yes! Very good. All right.
Yeah, okay, good. All right, good.
Here we go.
Okay, I got one. Let's end it right there. Yay, I'm good at this game. Yay!
No, why would we do that? And see, I considered that one a harder one. So look at that. All you're doing is going up now. All you're doing is going up. Here we go. Here's the next one. You want to
Tayo Cruz, Dynamite.
Yes! Look at you! Wow. Very good.
Okay.
I don't know if you're going to get any of these wrong, Kelly.
Okay.
You need to give yourself a little bit more credit.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Next one.
That is, I Had Some Hail, Post Malone,
yes,
and Morgan Wallen.
You got it. You got it. Yes, for sure. Man, look at you.
I'm slaying the game.
You are doing very good.
Can we quit?
No. I just have a few more. All right.
Okay.
All right, here we go. This is a little quick Name That Tune. I'm just going to give Kelly the
I'm
beat.
Getting like false confidence. I feel like I'm getting overconfident. I'm going to miss the easy ones.
Oh. All right. Here we go.
Oh, that is, that's Dance the Night Away, Dua Lipa.
Yeah, of course. Of course it is.
Of course it is.
Of course it is.
Of course it is.
All right. Ready for the next one?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Oh, that is Pink Pony Club, Chapel Room.
Yes!
Yes.
You are slaying it!
Yes, Stephanie says, thank goodness you work there. You go, girl, that's right!
All right.
Is this kind of like my audition for the show? Like, am I kind of like auditioning again? Like, if I didn't work here, this could be my audition. I would win this job.
Sure.
Okay. I'm feeling validated.
Sure.
Okay.
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 All right, here we go.
Oh, that is Sabrina Carpenter. That's Espresso.
Yes. Yes, of course. Of course. Of course. Very good. Okay, two more. You ready?
Okay, all
two
right.
Two more. Here we
go. I'm going for getting them all right.
100%. Go for 100%. 100%. Here we go. All right, Kelly.
That's Shaboozy. Bar song.
Yes! Yes! Wow, Kelly, you're doing great.
Yeah! Am I surprising you? I feel like I'm surprising you.
No, you're doing great. I mean, yeah. Again, these are all songs that we've played and have played on DJX thousands of times. So
And listen, Ben never tells me the answers when we play these games. They're not on the show sheet.
Absolutely
we are not. I am pulling these out of my little brain.
Very little brain. All right.
Very little brain.
Very tiny, tiny,
tiny, tiny little brain. Microscopic brain.
Last one. Can okay. she get?
Can 100%? I get it?
100%.
Oh, there's so much
Can
pressure.
Can she get it? Come on, Kelly. Ready?
Yeah. Whoa, Fence and Boone, Beautiful Thing.
Yes.
Yes.
You did it. There you 100%. Go.
100%.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. The game, Kelly K.
Thank you.
All right. So good job there.
Take that, Jimmy.
Yeah, take that, Jimmy, if that Whoever is even you your real name. All right, a little name that tune. Well done, Kelly. Well done.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, hey, let's do a feel-good story. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
So a guy and his 12-year-old son got stranded overnight while hiking in Utah this month. Mm-hmm. Someone else's abandoned backpack ended up saving them.
Oh, wow.
They found it sitting on the ground, had water, blankets, flares, and a small tent inside. Turned out a 15-year-old named Levi left it behind when he got stranded and rescued from the same area last month. Mm. He talked about why he left it behind.
I'm insanely grateful that it could help them. That's what the backpack was intended for, was to help someone. I just thought that someone would be me.
Oh.
Yeah, he kind of thought, he left it behind thinking, well, if this happens again I get stranded.
He leaves a backpack in a place where he's like, in case I get lost again.
Again, yes. Wow. Here's a backpack that can help me out. All right. It ended up helping out this dad and his son. Yeah. You can see the full story at WDJX.com.
Quest, make up the playlist. So let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
All right, congrats, Mama Shark. You got the first one. She texts in and says, hey, any chance y'all can play Fireball by Pitbull for the first song?
Why, yes.
Yes, we can. For sure. It's Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Mr. Worldwide to infinity. You know the roof is flame.
I love Pitbull. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Dr. Aaron rolls in. Hey, I'm an NSYNC girly through and through, but I have an itch to hear Backstreet's back. Oh, well.
Oh.
Backstreet Boys. And then says, okay with you, Kelly?
I will allow it because it's Dr. Aaron. However, I typically do not choose Backstreet over NSYNC. Typically, I don't.
All
typically,
right.
I don't.
Yeah. All right. What you want? Backstreet's back?
Yes.
What is that? Ah, see.
Everybody.
Well, it's too late. I've already got this.
That's not at all what you want.
I misread her text. I just thought it said Backstreet Boys. So I was like, all right. I haven't heard I wanted that way in a long time. So I'll put that in there. So I hope this is okay because this is what you're getting. All right?
Okay.
Jeez, I'm going to go back to bed.
Reading is hard.
Backstreet Boys.
She said she would allow it.
Oh, good. Good.
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
reading not the one she wanted, but she will allow it.
It's all right. Reading is hard for me sometimes. All right. It's 99.7 DJX Throwback Thursday.
Justin says, can we get Replay by Zendaya?
Oh, by Zendaya.
Zendaya. Oh, this is not,
Hang on. Let's let this marinate a hot sec and let me see if I can grab Zendaya, all right?
What is the matter with you?
Hang on. All right, that's Replay. Then who was it? Justin?
Justin wanted Zendaya.
Zendaya.
Replay.
All right, Zendaya Replay. Zendaya's acting is really good.
Acting
she's really
is
good.
On point.
She's really good. Okay.
Get that. Wait, hang on here to see her. It's catchy. Like, I don't know why it wasn't a massive.
Hey, we have it, so there you go. Kyle rolls in. How about Maya? Case of the X.
Oh, wow.
Good morning. Wow. Remember this?
This one I remember.
This was before she jumped on, what was it? The Lady Marmalade.
Yes.
Yes. Maya, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. How great is that?
Yes. Also, what happened to her music career?
Maya?
Is she still out there?
Well, she I think
she's... Haven't heard her on the DJX radio box in a while.
Well, I mean, I think she has, like, a family and just kind of, like, faded, you know, focused on that.
Just went back to having a normal life?
We got a text from a listener who says, can I hear 1 second of All Star? Somebody...
Okay, that's right, it. There great. You go. You're welcome.
Wonderful. Let's get to Amber's okay. on 99.7 DJX.
Amber wants NSYNC, hoping for a reunion tour, showing a little picture of a shirt with NSYNC. She's a true fan. I love it. NSYNC right. forever. Yeah.
All right. Throwback Thursday until 9. Ooh, yeah. Just a bunch of songs you haven't heard back to back to back to back. Let's go. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX.
By the way, Dr. Aaron is rolling in again saying, yes, NSYNC goes harder than Backstreet Boys. Okay.
Oh, all right. Jessica rolls in and says, hey, to pay tribute to all the mental breakdowns I've had this month.
Oh.
Can we have It's Britney, Bitch? yeah, absolutely. Why would I? All right. There you go. All right. Enjoy, Jessica. And hey.
That's
mental,
not the name of the song, but we knew what you meant.
Mental health is good, so
yes,
hopefully you're getting into a better space.
We can only go up from here.
All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Brooke from Bardstown is rolling in, and she's got a really good request. She said, good morning, Sunshines. So I need you guys to pick out a very inspirational and upbeat song, please. My sister Nicole just had a major surgery and reconstruction because she is kicking breast cancer's butt.
Nice.
She's my big sister. I admire and love her so much. So let the party begin. Hashtag TBT rocks. Love the show and keep her in your prayers.
Yeah, for sure we will.
She's feeling sexy.
And she knows it.
Yes, absolutely. That's an excellent choice.
All right, throwback yeah. Thursday. It's 99.7 DJX. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
I'm sexy and I know it.
By the way, Todd rolls in and says, hey, why does Justin get what he wants, but Dr. Aaron doesn't? And I want to hear something, too. Well, Todd, you're not going to get what you want either, so. It's all right. It all works out in the end,
Dr.
right?
Dr. Aaron allowed it. She was fine with it.
That's right. Jen says, hey, I need Ben to give me a little taste of Evanescence. Now that Louder Than Life is a thing. Been announced, been released, okay?
Okay.
Well, I guess this works, right?
Okay. Absolutely. Yeah?
Yeah, I guess it works. All right, Throwback Thursday. Realtor Keith rolls in, says, I went through the drive-thru, got an Egg McMuffin, gave him $4. They gave me a nickel back. Oh!
Math jokes! Math joke!
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, Throwback Thursday. Natalie rolls in with about 16 songs she wants.
Oh, wow.
But
oh,
you know what? That helps. Because
okay,
then.
Okay, which one are you picking? I mean, she's going Blue Eiffel 65.
Yeah, let's just do that.
We'll just do Mom, that. Love Don't Cost a Thing. Now You Got Me on a Roll. Are You That Somebody?
Yeah, we'll just do this.
We'll just do it.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Okay,
if you remember that BB Rex's song, this is what it came from. Sampled this on 99.70 JX. Inside and outside. Yeah, it's Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX.
Shout out to Jessica for the really cute baby pic. I mean, she's trying to use that as bribery to get her song played.
Does the baby want to hear a song? Is that what she wants?
No, actually, Michaela, her daughter, wants to hear it, but she's sending the baby pic as bribery to try to get us to play.
Got it. Well, so just know also, we do have some songs that we like aren't going to play anymore. Like Tish is like, hey, I want to request Mo Money, Mo Problems, but maybe you guys can't do that because of the Diddy connection. Yes, that's right.
Correct. We can't do that for the Diddy connection.
So she rolls in and says, how about bills, bills, bills? I just want to remind people to be wise with those refunds. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like
I get tax season.
I get it. Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX, a little D-Child. Yeah, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Shelby's turning the big 3-0 tomorrow. Happy birthday, Shelby.
Love it. Cash rolls in and says, hey, what about Unwritten? Wow. Haven't heard this in a hot sec.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
We'll do this. Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX. Yeah, it was trending online for a little bit. She had kind of a little resurgence there. It's 99.70 JX. Throwback Thursday.
Oh, Jessica.
Yeah?
Says, I just found out I'm pregnant.
Oh.
Gonna have two under two.
Oh, wow.
Need something motivational.
All right, motivational. We could do this. We could. But I also feel like...
Oh, stop it. Stop.
Jess needs to know...
Cinderella cut it up one time.
How it all works.
Yes. I think she gets it.
Maybe she doesn't.
Well, she did.
Yeah, she did. Get it, girl. Throwback Thursday.
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things.
It's Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX.
I think we explained things to her. So, yeah. Jessica, good luck.
Good luck with two under two, that's for sure. Oh, shoot.
Kim says, hey, Ben and Kelly, don't feel like answering my phone today. Can we get some No Diggity, No Doubt?
Oh, Black Street?
Yay.
Wow, she's wanting to slow it down a little bit.
I like the plan.
What's she doing?
All right.
Hey.
Diggity, no doubt.
All right, Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Play on, playa. Black Street production, yes.
Yo, Street drops the...
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
Beverly is rolling in just wanting us to give a shout-out to Tracy. She's going through a lot, needs some cheering up. Okay, Tracy, you got this. We love you.
All right, that's good. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Someone said they needed Beauty and a Beat and not to screw it up, Ben.
Oh, meaning...
What are you assuming?
No alternative songs,
What are you assuming? That was a banger.
It was a banger.
Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX. Haley's like, since all the boy bands have been happening, can we get a little One Direction too? Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
yeah,
valid,
for sure.
Yeah,
Throwback
valid.
Thursday, 99.70 JX. Kelly, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Kaylin rolling in with a song that I haven't heard in a long time. If I played this, would you know? A little Casio keyboard.
Yes.
D4L. Yes. Laffy Taffy, Throwback Thursday. What a funny song. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Becca needs to hear anything Avril Lavigne, and happy Thursday.
Is that, that's it?
That's it. That's all she needs. All
right.
She gave us some to choose from. This was one.
All right, good. Avril Lavigne, Girlfriend, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. And that's it.
OMG, it goes by so quickly.
Yeah, Throwback Thursday, every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9 here on 99.7 DJX. Just a bunch of songs you haven't heard, played back to back to back to back. Shout outs to...
Well, Trina had never heard Beauty and the Beat, so yeah, this was educational for her.
Yeah, shout outs to Mariana and Anna and all that. Gavin, appreciate that. Appreciate
it. Yeah, there is tons. By the way, we got a text saying, thank you for playing No Diggity. Needed a pick-me-up. That song reminds me of my mom who passed away 10 years ago. We even snuck that song in at her funeral.
Wow.
Aww.
I hope I'm remembered that way. They're like,
I know.
You know what? Ben always liked You Can Do It, Put Your Back Into It by Ice Cube. So here we go.
Okay, take notes. I'm going to need some NSYNC.
All right, yes, exactly. All right, there you go. Throwback Thursday here every Thursday on 99.7 DJX, brought to you by Once Upon a Child. Let's do a stupid fact of the day. But I want to preface this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I want to preface this by saying... I'm going to try to keep it as clean as I can.
Oh, gosh.
It does involve the animal kingdom.
Uh-huh.
Which is one of my favorite. That and space seem to be kind of where I gravitate to.
That is the lane for the learning, for sure.
The stupid fact of the day. Because honestly, when I learn these things, I want to shout it from the rooftop. I want to tell the world.
Everyone needs to know this.
All right, stupid fact of the day. Chimpanzees, right, Kelly? You've heard of them?
I've heard of chimpanzees.
A sign of their intelligence is actually in their poo-throwing ability.
I'm sorry. Back the truck up. So explain, like, how can you tell if a chimpanzee is more on the intelligent side?
So the more accurately the chimp throws, you know, the feces.
Uh-huh.
Stronger his brain.
Do we know there's a target intended, or do they just typically just throw it just to throw it? I always thought that they just throw it just to throw it.
No, I think...
But they're actually throwing it at something in particular?
Absolutely. And the more accurate they are, the more intelligent they are.
Did they know this? The people that discovered this, did they set up targets?
And how great would it be if... humans did the same thing.
Throwing poo?
Figured out how intelligent a person is by their ability, their accuracy at doing
that. So IQ test now going to be in poo throwing.
Well, you know, maybe that's
just... hit the bullseye real smart.
Yeah, maybe that's one of the things.
Isn't that just like a motor skill? Like, you've got good motor skills if you hit the target.
Yeah. Sure, that's one of them. In the chimpanzee world, it's a sign of intelligence.
Being super smart.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. See, I would think a better judge of that is, can you teach it things as far as, like, how to understand our language, maybe? Teach it some tricks so you know it's learning things.
Well,
we're sticking with throwing poo accurately.
We already know that, you know, yes, chimpanzees can learn our language and can... learn how to do things.
That right there, I would say they're smart.
Okay.
Like, that's really all the gauge I need.
This is the other part.
But
this
we're
is
taking
the other
a step
part.
Further by but yes. If they can really sling that poo at, you know, a direction they mean to, really super smart.
There you go. That is your stupid fact of the day.
That is real dumb.
You can tell the sign of intelligence in chimpanzees by the accuracy, their ability.
Okay.
To throw.
All right.
Their poo. All right.
Okay.
There you go.
And you know what? If you ever get to witness that at the zoo, that's an extra special day, isn't it?
Feel lucky. Yes. Feel good story. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So a 9-year-old kid in Staten Island named John Michael had a stroke in 2023, almost passed away.
Mm.
17 months later, though, he finally returned to school on Monday, got a big welcome back. All the kids and teachers lined the hallway cheering for him. Yeah, pretty
That's
great.
Pretty cool,
there
yeah.
were hundreds of schoolmates all wearing green, his favorite color, cheering his name. He's now 9, but he was at home playing video games when he complained of a bad headache before suffering a sudden loss of vision.
Oh, geez.
This was in 2023, and in the ER, CAT scan showed bleeding in his brain. He suffered a stroke from a ruptured arteriovenous malformation, or AVM.
Oh, wow.
It's like an abnormal collection of blood vessels where the arteries and the veins connect directly without the normal capillaries in between. And he had not one of those, but five, four of which were clustered together. His rupture resulted in a blood clot lodged deep within the vessels, causing the second stroke and seizures. I mean, the kid's been through it.
Yeah.
So now, 17 months later, on the other side of it and back at school.
Wow.
Pretty awesome moment.
Okay.
You can read the entire story. We've tweeted it out on X at Ben and Kelly Show.
He's setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, does your name hint to your profession? Right? Like a Dr. Heine maybe is now...
A gastroenterologist?
Yeah, or proctologist or something like that, right? For sure. What if your profession was illegal in 49 out of the 50 states?
Why are you doing it then?
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's why this is setting the bar story. So if you can manage to make it through the day without operating an illegal brothel...
Uh-oh.
When your name is Soon Bang, then you're doing okay.
Oh, no! Come on! No. No.
Yeah, so, you know, brothels are only legal in Nevada. So if you're...
I'm shocked to hear that. I didn't know they were really legal anywhere.
Yeah, in 49 out of the 50 states, they're not. So, I mean, sure, the assumption that you have is
there. That's where you have to live.
Yeah, you got to live in Nevada. And until those laws change, it's Nevada and Nevada. So you can't be in New Jersey like Soon Bang... and run a Oasis spa that's just a front for a brothel.
Yeah, no, we're going to need to, that's not going to be one that you can franchise.
No.
Out of Nevada.
No.
Oh, okay.
Soon Bang has now been busted and charged with all of the fun stuff, including money laundering and brothel work and all that stuff. So,
oh, boy.
Yeah, yeah. You know, with a name like Soon Bang, you may want to steer clear from a profession like that. But maybe
we go a different direction.
Yeah, but maybe you're thinking, wow, how can I not?
Ah, okay.
How can I not?
Well, then she could have, like, run a gun range or something.
Well,
could have gone that direction.
Could have gone that direction, yeah. She didn't want to relocate out of New Jersey to Nevada, but there you go. All right, so there you go. That's your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. Earlier, we were talking about a setting the bar story, and the thing you tried to fix but only made it worse, a couple more coming up next. So earlier we had a setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX, not the one you just heard, but earlier in the show, and it was involving a guy who, his roommate surprised him at college there in his dorm room, and
he accidentally set a fire.
Yeah, he accidentally set a fire because he accidentally, you know, was caught with an inflatable girlfriend. So, you know, anyways,
he set her on fire to try to hide her.
Yeah. So he made it worse when he tried to hide her because he set her on fire and then set the inflatable girlfriend on fire.
Well,
and then
he probably called her her.
Yeah, but I don't want anybody to hear this and then think, oh gosh, this guy, like,
not hear the context and think he set a person on fire.
Yes,
nope,
that wasn't the case. So yeah, he made the problem worse is what we're saying. So I was remembering, I was like, man, you know, I mean, we had a lot of stories of like trying to fix something and made it worse. Alyssa had said, hey, try to fix my friend's relationship with one of his childhood friends and then ended up breaking up her marriage.
Yeah.
And we didn't get any else, but maybe speculating and thinking, okay, maybe the relationship with one of the childhood friends was someone that they found out that they were attracted to. And in that, they decided, you know what? I don't need to be married anymore. I need to be with this person.
Oh, boy.
But then I was reminded that I have tried to do some DIY home improvement projects before.
Yes, you have.
And I have made them worse unknowingly. Like the most recent one that came to mind was I was fixing a clog in the bathroom sink, right? Have a house full of women. There's always hair that goes down the sink.
That seems like a doable job.
Yeah, for sure. I've done it before too, and it's worked. And so, you know, I get my trusty pliers out and I take the U trap off the bottom there of the sink, and I feed my snake through the pipe, and I'm like, yeah, okay, all right.
And it felt twirly, and then pull it back up. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I'm sitting there and I'm like, it's not going, and I'm pushing, and then finally it goes and everything, and I'm like, all right, good. So I roll it back, I clamp everything up, and then we realize a little while later that I had actually busted a hole in a rusty pipe.
Uh-oh.
And so when I put everything back together and we're running the faucet,
uh-oh,
the water was just not going to the sewer. It was staying in our house.
So
after that, obviously had to get a plumber involved, and that turned out to be way, way more of an issue than it should have been.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Probably pricey too.
Pricey too.
And then you have to sit there and explain how you tried to fix it yourself. And then they kind of do the condescending
opening. Yeah, and you know what? I think plumbers get that all the time.
Probably.
All the time. Like if you're, especially you're a tradesman and you work in electricity, or you work in, you know, construction or home improvement or things like that, I'm sure you get so many DIYers that are like, yeah, I had to call you. I tried to do it.
And you roll in, got to clean it up.
Yeah, got to clean up the mess first. So anyway, some good stories there. If you wanted to hear the original conversation, we have it up at WDJX.com. Just tap listen. If you missed anything from the podcast or from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast at WDJX.com. Tap listen. We got into a fun conversation about the pitfalls of dating two people at the same time.
Courtesy of Lisa in quotes, who was just, I think, at the end of a rope, trying to hide each one from the other, figuring out, hey, when do I need to make a choice before it's considered cheating?
Yeah, when do I have to go ahead and do that? And you know what? Honestly, there were a lot of people who were almost like, hey, you know, as long as dating is just literally going out on dates to get to know this person better and nothing that gets too physical and intimate, then, you know, no harm, no foul.
But we were 7 months in. So I think many were skeptical about it still being at that level.
Yeah. You know,
kind of surface.
And this is a thing where it's like, I want to say, you see so many times, like on social media, where so many people are dating, you know, dating a bunch of people at the same time. And it's like, oh, that seems easy, or that seems even acceptable. And it, as we had several people who were like, I've done this and it is emotionally exhausting.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. It stresses me out just thinking about it. And a lot of people are just like, maybe, you know, at about a month, you should probably be figuring out which lane you're going down.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Anything else, Kelly?
I think that's it. There's lots to catch up on the website. You can always stay up to date there at WDJX.com.
All right. Guys, have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.